From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Samantha Wright. Author Alicia Thompson has a new book out, and it's a little different. It's a rom-com for those obsessed with true crime. All right, that sounds just a little weird, but it really works. PhD student Phoebe Walsh is writing her dissertation on true crime. She meets her new neighborhood serial killer. Or maybe he's just a weird nice guy who wants to win over her heart. We're going to have to read the book to find out. Alicia Thompson is the author of Love in the Time of Serial Killers. She joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So I love this writing in your book. It is so much fun, and you are having so much fun. Is it okay if I read a little excerpt from when Phoebe first meets her new neighbor in the middle of the night?
Sure.
Okay, so here we go. I reached down to pick up my phone, which, yep, totally had a cracked screen now. Great. My search results for how to move heavy furniture by yourself glow brightly through this spiderweb of lines. I had the irrational thought he'd totally seen them and they'd called him here like some sort of bat signal to creepy nocturnal dudes looking to accost isolated women in the suburbs. This is so much fun. I started reading it out loud to everyone in the room as soon as I started reading the book. How did you start writing this book? Where did you get the idea?
Well, a lot of it was born out of the pandemic because I started writing it in like the late summer of 2020. And I don't know about you, but I definitely just felt like I was getting more squirrely than ever and more, I don't know, just having a hard time relating to other people, you know, even that like few months of not having been around people as much. I felt like it was taking its toll. And I started thinking about basically, you know, how hard it is to like to date and to open up your heart to meet somebody when there's so much in the world to mistrust all the time, whether that's, you know, the pandemic and news about that, you know, political stuff or whether that's serial killers. You know, I just thought, well, it can be really difficult, you know, if you're listening to all these true crime podcasts all the time and all you're thinking about is, you know, all the ways that love can go wrong. How could you possibly, you know, join a dating app or meet a strange guy at a bar or, I mean, any of these things? It just seems impossible if you've been listening to, you know, Dear John too much.
I love that. That is, no, it's absolutely true. And it's definitely true for your protagonist, Phoebe, because she's not only obsessed with true crime, it's her dissertation. So The minute she meets this guy who just wants to help her move a desk in the middle of the night, she starts writing down his description. So when the police find her body, they'll know where to start.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I think if you listen to a lot of true crime podcasts or, you know, watch a lot of Dateline or anything like that, I think you can relate to, unfortunately, there's like a situation that matches every single scenario. So anything that happens, you're like, oh, that's just like the Craigslist killer, you know? And unfortunately, that can be really, really damaging to just trying to exist in the world.
I would agree. And that's the problem with Phoebe, is everything is, oh, that's Ted Bundy. That's, oh yeah, that could be this, that could be that. I love it. I love it. So how did you start writing? What made you want to start writing a book?
Well, I've just kind of always written ever since I was a kid. I mean, I remember even in, you know, elementary school, filling up composition notebooks with stories and that kind of thing. And then I actually wrote and published a few books kind of just after college. They were YA and middle grade, so they were in different categories than this book. And I've kind of just been always writing, not always selling. You know, that's the part that you don't always think about as a writer, you know, is that not every single thing that you write will necessarily make its way out into the world. But I definitely, you know, just always loved stories and always, you know, kind of had my own stories going on.
Well, so you've always been writing. Have you always been obsessed serial killer, true crime wise?
Yeah, I would say definitely high school was my peak of it. I mean, I just read a lot of true crime in high school, which I think is kind of interesting. Like, why is that? Because I know I'm not alone, but why is that you know, a 15, 16-year-old girl would gravitate toward reading Helter Skelter and that kind of thing? I will admit that my true crime, you know, reading and watching, it took a bit of a hit once I had kids, just because, you know, it can be hard to kind of be in that headspace. You know, you're already so worried all the time about stuff happening. But it is a genre that I still, you know, I still consume a lot of, you know, documentaries and that kind of thing if I am feeling in the right headspace for it. And much like Phoebe, I find the genre fascinating, like not just the crimes themselves, but, you know, how as a culture we talk about them and, you know, how these books even kind of come to exist.
Well, and as you mentioned, you know, you get so into it and so you get that mindset that you start to think, well, everybody is a serial killer or anybody could be one. And, you know, how do you balance, as you said, that healthy mm-hmm. paranoia that you should have versus, you know, full on paranoia? It's you're not paranoid if everybody's out to get you is the phrase. But when mm-hmm. when do you cross over into maybe you should back off a little bit kind of paranoia?
Right. Like, I don't know if you're on the Nextdoor app at all, but oh, yeah. to me, that's just like the distillation of this where, you know, people post all about kind of what's going on in their neighborhood. And some of the stuff, it's just like, chill out, you know, but at the same time, like legitimate stuff is happening. So, you know, it's kind of hard. I remember one time I saw some post that was about like, you know, here's a grainy picture of this strange woman and she's been going through, you know, a neighbor's mailbox and everybody was in the comments like, oh, she's a porch pirate. She's stealing mail. This is a federal offense. And then finally somebody came in and was like, that's my mother-in-law. She's visiting. She was just checking my mail for me.
Oh my gosh. That is awesome. Wow. We're speaking with Alicia Thompson, the author of Love in the Time of Serial Killers. It's true. And I think, and Phoebe obviously has this same issue, which softens out a little bit, but obviously, you know, I've got to be prepared for anything. I keep coming back to that first meeting, mm-hmm. in the middle of the night, she's standing in a neighborhood that she sort of knows, sort of doesn't, cause she's going back to her dad's house, but that she hasn't been to in a long time. And it's, I think it was 2 a.m. and she meets this creepy guy without shoes on. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'd be running around screaming when he started talking to me.
Oh, absolutely. No, I would not engage at all other than with, you know, pepper spray.
But, and she does, kind of threaten him with that, but that comes you mentioned, you know, how hard it is to date in a time of not only COVID but in a time where crime is out there and you have to be extremely careful if you're not in a controlled dating situation. How do you meet people? Mm-hmm. I totally get that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's a lot about trust, you know, because if you're gonna fall in love with somebody or you're going to even just try, you know, to meet somebody or date somebody, you have to put a lot of trust in, and not only from like a, you know, are they a serial killer angle, because obviously that's extreme and that's Phoebe's own hang up, but even just from a, like, I might get hurt again. You know, most of mm-hmm. us carry around some kind of baggage where we've been hurt before, or we've been taught, you know, something about love that is, you know, makes us scared to kind of put ourselves out there again or what have you. And I just think that there's a lot of trust involved in that, you know, where it's like, how am I going to, you know, open myself up to somebody not knowing, is my heart safe with them?
Exactly. Exactly. It's such a wonderful idea in the book, not only getting past that serial killer fear, but am I going to let, you know, someone into my heart again? That can be just as scary sometimes. Mm-hmm. Wow. And then, like I said, I love the writing. It's Phoebe's first person sort of stream of consciousness. I was wearing coffee stained pajama pants because I thought it'd be brilliant to dress so I could roll right into bed when I arrived, but she hadn't factored in my stunning inability to drink from the right side of a to-go cup. Not only is that, I love the way it rolls off the tongue, but wow, is that just every person ever who took a road trip and thought, yeah, I can do this. And then, yeah, no. it's just,
yeah, I'm not gonna lie, they say write what you know, and that was definitely ripped right from my own experience. I always think I'm so smart. I'm like, I'll just put on these pajama pants to drive, and then when I get there, I'll just roll right into bed, and then I inevitably spill something on myself because I just haven't learned that I'm actually a very messy eater and drinker, and I can't be trusted.
I can definitely identify with that. So tell me, what's next? What are you writing now?
Well, I do have another book coming out next year, so probably in August. The pub date isn't exactly set yet. And that one is also set in Florida, but it's about two people who work at this like fake winter attraction. So it's kind of like this fake, you know, where you can go touch snow in Florida, kind of inspired by my own experiences because I live in Florida. And one time, I know you can't relate in Idaho probably, but you know, we don't see snow. So one time there was like this fake snow event at a local aquarium, and it was like, you could ice skate, you could, and the snow was, I mean, it was like a snow cone is all it was. It was just like crushed ice. And it was so disappointing. My kids were like, what is this? I can't build a snowman out of this. This is nothing. So that was, you know, somewhat the spark of it. But yeah, it's just about these two people who work there, and it's kind of a rivals to lovers situation.
Wow, that sounds like so much fun. Before I let you go, I have to ask you about breaking the fourth wall when you were younger. can you tell us about this? Because I'm sure I can't describe it. You're going to have to do it.
Yeah. So in my bio on the book, which by the way, it's only like three sentences long, and they were like the hardest three sentences to write. It's just really difficult to write a bio about yourself. But one thing that I mentioned in there is that I appeared in a 48 hours episode based on a local trial, and I broke the fourth wall by staring right into the camera. And basically what happened was that there was a local case that was going on about a girl who had killed her mom. And because I was really into true crime and all that, I just followed the case very closely. And the trial happened to coincide with my spring break. I was like in 10th grade. And I asked my mom, you know, can I go to this trial for spring break? She worked, you know, at the federal courthouse downtown. So I was like, you can just drop me off on your way to work. And my mom, to her credit, because I mean, the girl was on trial for killing her mother. So I could understand if my mom was uncomfortable with that idea. But to her credit, she did. She dropped me off every day. She picked me up every day. And I actually really wanted to stay for the sentencing, but it was like running late. She was like, we got to go home. And so I was like, all right.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, basically there's this one really creepy moment in the 48 hours episode where the camera pans over the audience of the trial. And for some reason, I just happened to look at the camera right in that moment. And it's very creepy, honestly.
Oh my gosh. So you weren't kidding when you said you were obsessed at the time with true crime.
Yeah. Yeah. High school was a lot about true crime and a lot about reading my mom's Harlequin Presents novels. And so this book is kind of, you know, me marrying those two things together.
Well, absolutely. All right. So we've been speaking with Alicia Thompson, the author of the new book, Love in the Time of Serial Killers. So much fun for any aficionado of true crime or someone who just wants a great rom-com. I love it. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.